All right, welcome everyone to another deep dive. Today we're looking at something pretty unique. We're exploring real-world science that's actually fueling the imagination behind an upcoming book.
Oh yeah, what's that?
It's called Seven Colonies, Volume 1, The Commencement Day Massacres. Comes out July 7th, 2025.
Okay, so a little ways off, but I'm intrigued. What kind of science are we talking about here?
Well, the author of Seven Colonies, he's got all these blog posts about his creative process. And what's really fascinating is how much cutting-edge cancer research he's actually used to create this advanced medical technology in the Seven Colonies world. It's really wild.
Wow. Okay. So for our listeners who are, you know, they want to learn a lot quickly, they want to get those aha moments without feeling totally lost, this is going to be perfect.
Exactly. So are you ready to dive into the world of AI, lasers, sound, even cell reprogramming, all this stuff from cancer research? It's mirrored in the futuristic medic beds of Seven Colonies. Pretty cool, right?
I am so ready. Let's do it.
Okay, let's go. So first off, where did these medic beds even come from?
Right. Good question. Well, according to the author's blog, it starts with the Evo species in Seven Colonies. They're this blend of human and animal DNA engineered, you know, to survive these super harsh environments in the future.
All right. Yeah.
But there's a catch. They mutate a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that obviously brings to mind cancer, right? Uncontrolled cell growth.
That's a really interesting parallel. And the author didn't just throw this in for, you know, sci-fi drama. His blog mentions he's had some personal experience with cancer in his family.
Oh, wow.
And that really got him thinking about the dangers of messing with, like, rapid evolution and stuff.
I see. So it makes sense that he'd create these super advanced medic beds in Seven Colonies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can heal anything, regrow limbs, even repair the body at like a molecular level.
That's crazy.
He's talking about lasers, red light, sound, and this wild mix of, get this, T cells, methylene blue, stem cells, and placenta plasma.
What? That is a concoction. But it seems to work. According to his blog, things happen fast in Seven Colonies. Diagnosis is almost instant. You get antidotes on the spot. Limbs grow back in days.
Yeah, it's wild. But think about it. The Evo species, they're always mutating, so cancer's super common.
Makes sense.
But the medic beds are so good, so available, that it's like treating a cold today.
Hmm.
You just pop in for an hour every so often, you're good.
Wow. And here's the kicker. The author says that real-world cancer tech is what inspired the whole medic bed idea.
No way. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So let's dig into those real-world advancements, shall we?
Let's do it. First up, AI. It's everywhere these days, and it's really changing how we approach cancer, kind of like those diagnostic capabilities of the medic beds.
Right, right.
So we both know fast and accurate diagnosis is crucial, both in the real world and in Seven Colonies. And AI is helping us get there. AI image analysis tools are becoming these awesome second opinions for doctors.
Well, absolutely.
Like the FDA, they've even approved AI to help spot cancer in prostate biopsies and breast cancer. AI is improving detection on mammograms, even predicting future risk.
It's all about that predictive power, right? Studies show AI can actually outperform traditional methods for predicting breast cancer risk just from looking at mammograms.
It's amazing, really.
And it's not just limited to mammograms either. AI is being used in cervical cancer screening too, with algorithms finding precancerous cells. Think about that. Easier access to screening in parts of the world where medical resources are limited.
It's incredible. And then you've got those liquid biopsies, blood tests for early cancer detection. AI is improving the analysis of those, too. It's like speeding up the whole process, getting us answers faster.
Right. Now imagine this in Seven Colonies. AI could be the brains behind the medic bed's rapid diagnostics, analyzing tons of data in seconds.
Totally. But AI doesn't stop at diagnosis. It's also impacting treatment planning and personalized therapies. And that's huge, right?
Totally huge. Choosing the right cancer treatment is so complex. But AI can analyze all this patient data, genetics, imaging, everything to help tailor the treatment.
It's like having a super smart assistant.
Exactly. And there are even AI tools being used during surgery, you know, to do real-time tumor analysis, giving surgeons crucial info right when they need it.
Wow.
And personalized medicine. That's where AI really shines. AI models are being created to predict how individual tumors will respond to different treatments. Like, imagine knowing which therapy will be most effective for each patient.
That would be game-changing.
Totally. This includes predicting things like survival outcomes in brain and breast cancer. AI is analyzing pathology images and molecular data to give doctors a better picture of what to expect.
And don't forget radiation therapy. AI is making that more precise, too, like creating treatment plans that target the tumor without harming healthy tissue.
Right.
A process that used to take hours AI can do it much faster.
It's all about efficiency, right?
Yeah.
And that brings us back to the medic beds. AI could be the key to that highly personalized and optimized healing we see in Seven Colonies.
Absolutely. But there's more to it than treatment. AI is also speeding up the discovery of new cancer drugs. That's a big deal.
Huge deal. Traditionally, finding new drugs takes forever and costs a ton.
Right.
But AI can sift through mountains of data, even design new molecules that could be potential drugs, all way faster than we could before. There was even an AI-designed drug that started human trials this year, targeting a protein in tumors.
That's incredible progress. It's like AI is inventing new medicines and telling us if they'll work all at the same time.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. Plus, AI is being used to find new uses for existing drugs and to discover weaknesses in cancer cells that we didn't even know about, leading to new targets for therapies.
And on top of all that, AI is getting really good at predicting how cancer patients will do in the long run. Like, there's this model called Sybil that can predict lung cancer risk up to 6 years in advance.
That's amazing. Just from analyzing CT scans, it can spot subtle signs that humans might miss. Now, think about that in the context of Seven Colonies. The medic beds could be using similar AI to diagnose cancer super early and even predict if someone's likely to develop it later on.
Right. Leading to those preventative treatments the author talks about. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Let's talk about the actual energy sources behind those medic beds. Lasers and sound.
Okay, yeah.
We're seeing some seriously cool laser-based cancer therapies developing right now, and there's definitely a connection to the focused healing we see in Seven Colonies.
Right. It's all about precision, right? Like with photodynamic therapy or PDT. They use light-sensitive drugs that build up in the tumor. Then they shine a specific type of laser light on it, and bam, the drugs activate and kill the cancer cells.
I've heard of that. And the precision is getting even better. They're developing new drugs that target tumors even more specifically, so less damage to healthy tissue.
Exactly. Then there's laser ablation, where they use the laser itself to heat up and destroy the tumor.
Oh, right.
They're even using nanoparticles, like tiny gold shells, to make the process even more efficient, especially for tumors deep inside the body, like prostate cancer. And the side effects are minimal.
That's amazing. So precise, so little damage. It really does line up with the medic beds and their focused healing abilities.
Totally. There was a trial back in 2019. They used nanoparticle-assisted laser ablation to treat prostate cancer. They got rid of the tumor cells with very little damage to the surrounding area. It's amazing.
And then there's photoimmunotherapy. It combines lasers with immunotherapy, so it targets and destroys cancer cells, but also boosts the immune system.
Oh, wow.
It's already approved in Japan for some head and neck cancers.
Think about that in the context of Seven Colonies.
Yeah.
Maybe the medic beds are using similar laser tech to target cancer cells and then, you know, kickstart the body's own defenses. Maybe that's where the T-cell concoction comes in.
Now, that's an interesting thought. All right, let's move on to sound. Focused ultrasound, or FUS, is showing a ton of promise for treating cancer. Specifically, high-intensity focused ultrasound, HIFU. It basically uses sound waves to destroy tumors without any surgery.
No cutting, no radiation. It's incredible. And it's already being used for things like uterine fibroids and prostate cancer.
I didn't realize it was that far along.
Yeah. And get this. They're even researching ways to use focused ultrasound to temporarily open the blood-brain barrier.
Really?
Yeah. Which could be huge for treating brain tumors, like glioblastoma, which is notoriously hard to treat because drugs can't get through that barrier easily.
That would be a major breakthrough. And it's not just about heat either. Focused ultrasound can also physically break apart tumor cells. It's called histotripsy.
Right. It basically shakes them to death. And there are other non-thermal applications too, like sonodynamic therapy or SDT. They use ultrasound to activate drugs that are only released inside tumor cells. So super targeted treatment.
And they're even working on ultrasound-triggered drug delivery systems. Imagine drugs that only release their payload when they reach the tumor, thanks to focused ultrasound.
It's like a guided missile for medicine. And there's this amazing potential synergy with other treatments, like using focused ultrasound with radiation therapy. Apparently, it makes the tumor cells more vulnerable to the radiation.
Wow. So many possibilities. You can really picture the medic beds utilizing this technology for non-invasive treatment, targeted drug delivery, and even boosting the effectiveness of their other healing components.
Totally. Okay, now get this. There's this thing called photoacoustic technology.
Okay.
It's like a fusion of lasers and ultrasound.
Oh, cool. What does it do?
So it can be used for super detailed imaging. Like they can map the blood vessels inside a tumor.
Oh, wow.
But it can also be used for therapy. There's this thing called the cytophone that can actually detect and destroy cancer cells in the bloodstream.
No way.
Yeah. Like, it finds individual melanoma cells and uses lasers to create tiny ultrasound waves that kill them. It's like a diagnostic tool and a treatment all in one.
That's wild. And researchers are looking at using photoacoustic shockwaves to destroy tumors, too.
Yeah. Pulse, lasers, and nanomaterials working together to break the tumors apart. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, think about the medic beds. They could be using photoacoustic tech to find and eliminate even the tiniest groups of cancer cells, which would definitely contribute to that near instant healing the author talks about.
All right. This next area might seem a little out there, but it's a really fascinating development in cancer research. It could even explain how the medic beds achieve such complete healing, reprogramming cancer cells.
Reprogramming.
Yeah. Scientists are figuring out ways to actually turn cancer cells into harmless fat cells. It's called adipogenesis.
What? That's incredible. So they're not just killing the cancer cells, they're actually changing them into something totally different.
Exactly. In a 2019 study, they did this with aggressive breast cancer cells in mice. They used two drugs, trametinib and risdiplam.
Okay.
And they actually took advantage of this process that cancer cells use to become more mobile and spread throughout the body. It's called epithelial mesenchymal transition, or EMT.
Interesting. So how does it work?
Well, the trametinib kept the cancer cells in this adaptable stem cell-like state, and then the risdiplam pushed them to become fat cells. So basically, they neutralized these dangerous cells that were likely to spread.
That's amazing. It's so elegant. And the best part, both of these drugs are already FDA approved for other uses. So testing this in humans could happen a lot faster.
It's very promising. Now think about the medic beds.
Okay, I'm thinking.
Could this be one of the ways they heal people so quickly? Maybe they don't just destroy cancer cells, but also reprogram them into harmless tissue?
That's a fascinating possibility, especially when you consider that they could specifically target those highly invasive cells that are most likely to cause the cancer to spread.
Right. And finally, let's talk about CRISPR-Cas9. It's completely revolutionizing gene editing and has huge potential for medicine in general and maybe even for the medic beds in seven colonies.
CRISPR, yeah, I've heard of it. It's like a super precise way to edit genes, right?
Exactly. It's like having molecular scissors. It uses a Cas9 enzyme that's guided to a specific DNA sequence by a piece of RNA. Once it's there, it cuts the DNA, and then the cell's natural repair mechanisms can fix or change the genetic code.
That's amazing. So what's so special about CRISPR compared to older gene editing techniques?
It's just so precise and versatile. Scientists can use it to pinpoint and study those genes that drive cancer growth and spread, to figure out why cancer cells become resistant to drugs, and even to identify new targets for therapies.
It's like a Swiss Army knife for gene editing.
Right. They're even using CRISPR to make CAR cell therapy even better, so those immune cells can hunt down and destroy cancer cells more effectively.
Oh, wow.
And by using CRISPR to screen cancer cells, scientists are learning how tumors evade the immune system, which is helping them develop better combination therapies with those checkpoint inhibitors.
Now think about the medic beds. Could they be using super advanced CRISPR technology to edit genes with incredible precision? Maybe they're correcting the mutations that cause cancer in the Evo species, or even boosting their natural healing abilities at a genetic level.
It's an incredible thought. And the really exciting part is that CRISPR is already being tested in clinical trials for cancer. There have been some successes in treating blood cancers, and they're working on tackling solid tumors, too.
Right. And scientists are always refining delivery methods and making CRISPR even more accurate, you know, reducing those off-target effects.
It's really incredible progress. So as we wrap up this deep dive, it's amazing to see the connection between cutting-edge cancer research and the futuristic technology in seven colonies. The author's blog really highlights this.
It's really eye-opening, you know, the advancements in AI, the precision of laser and sound therapies, the potential of reprogramming cells, and the revolutionary power of CRISPR. These are just cool sci-fi concepts. They could be the building blocks for the medic beds of the future.
Absolutely. It's those aha moments where you realize that the research happening right now aimed at tackling something as challenging as cancer could lead to technologies that can heal people almost instantly in a fictional world.
It really makes you think about the pace of scientific advancement. What seems impossible today might be commonplace tomorrow, both in our world and in science fiction universes like Seven Colonies.
That's a great point. So here's something for our listeners to ponder. What other real-world scientific breakthroughs, maybe in fields we didn't even discuss today, might have influenced the technology and world of Seven Colonies, Volume 1, The Commencement Day Massacres?
Right. And remember, the book releases on July 7th, 2025.
Don't forget to check out the author's blog for even more insights into how he created this fascinating world. It's definitely worth a read.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for joining us on another deep dive.